at the end of the day, if you hire poorly, doesn't much matter if you hire fast or slow. You still get the wrong person.
And that's why Max Steyer, the president of the Partnership for Public Service, believes that assessment, the process of finding the best candidate for a job from a pool of applicants, is the so-called weakest link in the federal hiring process. The partnership yesterday unveiled its latest report entitled The Weakest Link, How Strengthening Assessment Leads to Better Federal Hiring.
Good assessment is basically about three things: identifying the core competencies or skills that are needed for a job, developing and validating the tools to measure them, and by tools I just mean anything from interviews to more complex assessment tools, and then actually using the tools to better match applicants to jobs.
That's the partnership's Josh Joseph, part of the team that worked with PDRI, a research and consulting team specializing in industrial and organizational psychology. Joseph says that as part of their study of federal hiring assessments, the partnership went beyond the usual suspects.
Not just with HR professionals, although they were terrific in both small and large agencies, but hiring managers, IO psychologists, veterans and labor groups, or at least representatives from them, lots of folks from OPM, past and present, current and former executives, and even tapping some data that we collected from the applicant point of view. And the idea was really to get these multiple perspectives, hear the different voices, find some common ground between them, and then create workable solutions that really aren't just coming from one perspective or the other, but combine all of those.
Joseph says the goal is to take advantage of the perfect aligning of the planets for a hard look at assessment. First, the Office of Personnel Management is set to unveil its long-awaited reform of the federal hiring process in November, just a few months away. Also, the economic downturn means more people are looking for work in both the public and private sector than ever. That means federal agencies are processing even more job applications than ever. But Joseph says among the findings in the report, which is available online at ourpublicservice.org, there's a need for all the parties in the hiring process to do a better job of working together.
And one of the ways that we're seeing right now, we're in a period, obviously, of transition before November 1st, where we've got new policy that's coming into place. Agencies are really asking for more from OPM in terms of guidance around implementation. How do we do this? And what are the steps? Really keeping in touch with agencies as opposed to putting out the policy and then saying, okay, go ahead and implement. In addition, OPM and agencies can work together to help hiring managers and HR folks do a better job, particularly around training. OPM has a lot of training that they do, much of it very well intended, but ways to make it better could include actually bringing together the parties. Right now we do it separately for HR and hiring managers. Can we bring folks together if they're going to collaborate in their agencies?
Sounding a similar theme of better collaboration, Christine Majors, Director of Human Resources with the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda. She was one of three federal HR experts on a panel to discuss the partnership's assessment report. Majors says the forthcoming OPM hiring reforms, including possible improvements to assessments, can go a long way to changing perceptions about federal hiring.
Really, it's the first opportunity that applicants have to see, many of them, the public sector and what the public sector and the government is all about. So we really want to make sure that we use the hiring reform to give a good impression of the government and to really make things work for people in the public so that they can see where their application is throughout that period of time, they get feedback, and that they are properly assessed. So I think that that's an important piece of it also. So I really think that the agencies need to work with each other and learn from each other as we're going through this. I think we're all kind of faced with these new challenges and opportunities.
Brian Costello is Director of Administration and a hiring manager at the Department of Energy, who says his goal is to hire the best person possible. And to get that, he says he needs HR folks in tune with his needs.
HR and Chico's and folks in that realm, you're in the customer service business. And I think it's very important to be mindful of that. A couple of things I would throw out that have worked well for us at the Department of Energy. Number one, get to know your customer. I run a rather large organization. I have very specialized needs. I need engineers. I need project managers. I need industrial hygienists. I need analysts. The better our staffing people in the HR organization know our needs, the better they're going to be able to serve us. Secondly, sit down and develop some common expectations, okay? How long should it take to put a vacancy announcement on the street? How long should it take for us to get a cert that we can work from? Sit down and work on mutually understandable, mutually agreed upon expectations, and then get reports. We get a report every week that tells me where is every single hiring action. I can't afford to wait months and months and months to bring good people aboard. There's just far too much churn.
Finally, Elizabeth Kolmstetter, the Deputy Chief Human Capital Officer with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, says any reform of the assessment process has to shift the paradigm of employment for life that's a common theme in the federal hiring process.
I feel privileged to work for the government. I feel it's an honor and it's a calling and all of those things that we want our public servants to feel. And you all are paying our salaries, the taxpayers, so we have a high bar. But if we don't set that expectation up front through the hiring, which is there's more to do, there's a probationary period, there's a year-long look at you and your skills and your match to the occupation and the placement we're doing. And we got to change that paradigm because it's not out there today. And I wish OPM would take that seriously and as part of their hiring reform, elongate the selection to that whole onboarding and evaluation of the probationary period. We have it there on the regs to use. Let's talk about what is that hiring and what are we trying to say to our applicants out there. It's a privilege. It's not an entitlement. And we want you, we're recruiting, and we're going to train you, and we're going to give you these things, but we're also going to evaluate you, and we're going to get in feedback from your training, from your hiring managers, and see how you're doing after that year.
That's Elizabeth Kolmstetter, Deputy Chico, with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Following the release of the assessment report, the partnership also held closed workshop discussions with many of the federal HR managers and representatives from OPM on ways to implement the report's recommendations. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.